Middle linebacker, 6 foot two, 240-pound junior for the Lakers.
At that offensive line for the USA Patriots, it's Sam Cook over there on the right side and Kirkland Krzyzewski. They have so opened up two nice holes on back-to-back plays. That was identical to the third down conversion play. They run it again. That's the old Bill Sweeney addict, right? They didn't break it the first time. We're going to break them again. And another big run for Connor Gettle, and all of a sudden in Laker territory about the 32-yard line.
Two plays, 31 yards for the USA Patriots. Engelhardt under center, splitting the hash marks at the Laker 32-yard line. Handoff to Walker Foley up the gut. Not much going there. A hard-fought 2 yards to the 30-yard line. Brings up a second down and 8 for the USA Patriots.
But what that has done for them is the first time they run Walker Foley there, he ran into his own lineman. He had nowhere to go. He took a loss on the play. Now that Connor Gettle has exposed that right side, you see the defense shift. And that time, Walker Foley is able to get in between those tackles and get a couple of maybe 3 yards. Already you can see the defense playing a chess match, trying to chase which running back is going to get it next.
Second down, 8 to go from the 30-yard line. 6:46 left in the first quarter. No score, USA on their first drive this evening. Engelhardt under center. Play clock under 10 now. And off to number 32, Braylon Ballard, and he's brought down and ripped down in the backfield for a loss of 2 on the play by the Lakers' second or front line there. Number 52, Colton Oyavida on the stop for a tackle for a loss of 2 yards, third down and 10.
Garrett Bowles in there as well, but that time the defense slips through that offensive line. It has to be a missed assignment to see two Lakers come flying into the backfield. As soon as Ballard got the football, he's being hit by a defender. It goes down for a loss on second down. Third down and all of 10 now for USA.
USA trying to convert into the second, third down this evening. This time they're from the Laker 32-yard line.
This is a little different situation. Now you are well into Laker territory, so wouldn't be very surprised if you see Han punt here, Coach Han. So this is more four-down territory, so look for them to try to get at least half of it and have a chance on fourth down.
Hand off to Connor Gettle, and he is brought down right at the original line of scrimmage, maybe even for a loss of a yard. The left side of that linebacking core led by Ethan Wisner, bringing him down for a yard loss, fourth down 11 from the 34.
Now, Wisner recognized the play, probably had a hunch that that's the only play that's worked for USA so far, and he did not miss it as he hits Gettle right before he's ready to make that move into the backfield for no gain on the play, and now fourth down and long for USA.
Fourth down 11, of course, at the 34-yard line in Huron County in the thumb. That's four down territory.
It sure is. And if there was a unique situation to punt it, it may be here. If you had a decent punter that could pin him inside the 10, but most teams here, they usually try to go for it knowing that the other team still has to go 65-plus yards on their defense.
Fourth and 11 from the 34. There's a snap, back to pass, play action, downfield, down to Braylon Ballard. This one's in and out of the hands, incomplete at the 5-yard line. And USA turns it over on downs, and Lakers back on offense with a 0-0 ball game.
Engelhardt had predetermined where he was throwing that football. And Ballard, if you watched him run that route, he pulled up a little bit because he thought the ball was underthrown. He actually did a full circle and then had to keep going to get the ball. He got both hands on it. That's going to go in the books as a drop. Ballard has to make that play. You could see that Lakers were in a zone, and there were plenty of guys open. I actually thought Jeremiah Hahn, right in the middle of the field, was right at the first down marker with nobody near him. Thought would have been an easier throw for Engelhardt, but he made a good throw downfield. Ballard has to make that catch, and Lakers is very fortunate that ball hit the turf.
It's a swing out to the right side by Zach Kretschmer from McCain. He gets out to the 40-yard line for a gain of 6 in the play. Tackle made by Keegan Bixman, defensive end senior for the USA Patriots. Second down and 4.
You see Kretschmer on the double wing. He's going to be on the left side of that line. He comes in motion and takes the handoff, and it's a glorified sweep around the right side. And Kretschmer then is able to cut it upfield at any point. As soon as he gets the football, he could cut it upfield, past the guard or around the tackle at the end or around even the tight end if he wants to take it to the sideline. He has to find that hole, and that time he was patient and took around to the sideline for a nice gain.
Ethan Wisner on the carry for the fullback. Try and gets hit at the line of scrimmage and then somehow finds four more yards to boot, and moves the chains for the Lakers for the first time tonight all the way out to the 44-yard line. Tackle made by Connor Gettle.
That's all Wisner. He was hit at the line of scrimmage and runs so low to the ground that he just pushed that USA Patriot defender into the ground and walked right over him and dragged two more all the way out to that first down marker, and does one thing you got to be very careful of. As he's going down, you can see him extend that arm out to try to get that extra half a yard. He's given that half a yard, and that is enough, to just enough, to move the chains for a first down.
First down tonight for the Lakers from their own 44. McCain back to pass, play action, staying in the pocket now, rolling to his right. He's in trouble, and he's going to be ripped down back at the 32-yard line. Big man number 52, Kirkland Krzyzewski, the plays monster cornerback, linebacker, wherever you call it. And he rips down McCain for the big loss back down to the 33-yard line, according to the spot.
Yeah, McCain makes a sophomore mistake there. His first route was taken. His second route was taken. That offensive line did an excellent job protecting. He rolled to the right, bought a little more time. There was nobody open. You got to throw that football away. As his offensive line did an excellent job of allowing that pocket to last as long as it did. And it's only a matter of time before those big guys up front find their way through. You can't block them forever. And leave it to Kirkland Krzyzewski to get the first sack of the game for that Patriot defense to bring up second and long.
Line of scrimmage at the 33-yard line. It's a sweep out to the left side. Logan Collison Russell trying to find a seam, and he has the edge, and he has back and almost has the first down and almost brings back all those 21 yards except for about two of them, all the way to the 49 of USA. Tackle made by Jeremiah Hahn out of the secondary, and we have a player down on the far sideline, a downed USA player. It's going to bring up a third down and three.
Looks like they're helping him up. That would
be their quarterback.
Engelhardt, yes.
Yeah, Ethan Engelhardt, a little ginger. It looks like a right ankle of sorts being worked out.
He's definitely hobbling off, but come off the field rather quickly. So hopefully it's not too big of a deal. They can stretch him out. But that's a back-breaking play for the USA defense. They get a big sack for second down and 20-plus. And there is no edge protection by the USA Patriot defense. That defensive end allows himself to get blocked, sets the edge for the Laker back to get all the way around the outside. Logan Collison Russell utilizing the far side of the field, a whole bunch of running room. And when he gets down to the sideline, it looks like he's going out. He actually comes back around the defender to get a few more to bring up third down, and very reasonable considering where they were.
Third and three. It's a pitch to Zach Kretschmer. And he's going to be brought down for a 2-yard loss back inside Laker territory. Actually, a 3-yard loss back to the 48-yard line. That right side of that USA line bringing him down. Brought down by number 59, Justin Hunt, defensive tackle. Fourth down and 7.
Chase Payne in the backfield to really cause the havoc there. USA recovers nicely, allows a huge gain of 18 on second down. Counters that with a loss of 3, but that ball about the own 49 of the Lakers here, and they pull that motion again.
And we have a flag on the snap, and this is going to be a false start against the Lakers. Or an illegal formation, one or the other. False start against the Lakers, so they go from a fourth down and 6 or 7 to a fourth down 11.
And they did the same thing. They set up in their double wing, and then they motion. And I think you guys are right. I don't think everybody was fully set when that ball was snapped. So they give you a false start move, but I definitely don't think everyone was set after they audible to try to throw that USA team off guard. And USA is going to actually put a guy back now to believe they're actually going to punt it.
Looks like Walker Foley back at his own 26-yard line. Ethan Wisner ready to punt. A little bit of a low snap, but he gets it away. Comes to the near sideline and goes out of bounds well inside this side of the 30-yard line. And they're going to mark him went out of bounds, the 33. So Lakers on their second drive results in a punt, and USA back on the offense, tied 0-0.
A big cross game this week is Harbor Beach at Cass City, and Cass City strikes first. Bryce Fernald with a 19-yard TD pass to Noah Zaleski. The two-point conversion by Alex Perry is good. And late in the first quarter, Cass City leads Harbor Beach 8-0.
Not much surprise there at all. First and 10 for the USA Patriots. 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. No score in this one. USA and Lakers all tied up at 0 apiece. USA starting at their own 33.
Yeah, so far these offensive lines and defensive lines have been the story of the game, the battle in the trenches. Both teams have been able to move the ball a little bit, but nobody has been able to break that defense out for a big run and score a touchdown. That's Connor Gettle.
Connor Gettle at quarterback hands it off right up the middle to Braylon Ballard, it looks like he's out, and they're going to say his knee went down at the 35-yard line after just 2 yards gained. It'll bring up a second down and 8 as Connor Gettle, now your starting quarterback.
Absolutely. It looks like Jeremiah Hahn then will join the backfield and take Connor Gettle's spot. But that changes things dramatically now for USA, because Connor Gettle truly is the workhorse of this offense and clearly is capable and athletic enough to just slide into the quarterback.